At Bertram's Hotel, A Miss Marple Mystery by Agatha Christie. Narrated by Rosemary Leach.
Chapter 1. In the heart of the West End, there are many quiet pockets, unknown to almost all but taxi drivers who traverse them with expert knowledge and arrive triumphantly thereby at Park Lane, Berkeley Square, or South Audley Street. If you turn off an unpretentious street from the park, and turn left, and right once or twice, you will find yourself in a quiet street with Bertram's Hotel on the right-hand side. Bertram's Hotel has been there a long time. During the war, houses were demolished on the right of it and a little further down on the left of it, but Bertram's itself remained unscathed. Naturally, it could not escape being, as house agents would say, scratched, bruised, and marked, but by the expenditure of only a reasonable amount of money, it was restored to its original condition. By 1955, it looked precisely as it had looked in 1939, dignified, unostentatious, and quietly expensive. Such was Bertram's, patronized over a long stretch of years by the higher echelons of the clergy, dowager ladies of the aristocracy up from the country, girls on their way home for the holidays from expensive finishing schools. So few places where a girl can stay alone in London, but of course it is quite all right at Bertram's. We have stayed there for years. There had, of course, been many other hotels on the model of Bertram's. Some still existed, but nearly all had felt the wind of change.